Okay, Shalom Rabosei. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Mem Aleph. If you're in Chutz Laaretz, so good vach. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, so happy Thursday. We are holding at the bottom here on Mem Amud Beis. Three lines up, Amar Rabbi Zera, just before we get to the Gemara. So there's a Gemara, you need a little bit of background. There's a Gemara in Beitza, towards the end of Beitza, that says that Chazal Asered swimming in a pool, really a river or a body of water, because you may come to make a life jacket or something that will help you, life preserver, life something or other, and that will be Matakan Mana, that is Makav Patish, and Asr on Yom Tif or Shabbos. So the Gemara here is going to talk about whether that is, right, and now obviously that does not apply to a bathtub, right, there's no need for a life preserver in a bathtub. So the question is, what about a middle ground between, let's say, a lake and a bathtub? And that's what the Gemara is discussing over here. Amar Rabbi Zeira, three lines up. Ana chazisi l'Rabbi Avo dishat be'ambati. I saw Rabbi Avo swimming in a bathtub, in an ambati. Rashat is really floating. It could be swimming as well. Swimming in a bathtub. V'lo yodana i'akar i'lo akar. And I didn't know if he lifted his feet off the ground or not. Right. So the Gemara says, Pshita de lo akar. Obviously, he must have kept his feet off the ground, on the ground. Tanya lo yishur adam b'brecha melea mayim. Because we learned in a brisa, a person is not allowed to swim in a pool that's filled with water. Afilu omedes b'chatzer. Even if it's in a private property in a courtyard. That last part of the brisa just is dealing with the fact that you may, if you're in the Rishus Arabin, and you're swimming in a pool, which is probably Rishus Ayochid, so if you splash water from the Rishus Ayochid out into Rishus Arabim, so that would be Asr. But that means you're going to be Motzi the Mayim, Mirishus Lirishus. But here, even if it's, you know, the Gzera obviously applies even if you're in Rishus Ayochid, even if you're on private property, so, right, you can't swim. So why would Rabbi Zera ever wonder if Rabbi Avo took his feet off the ground? Obviously, he must have been a scenario. It must have been a scenario where he could keep his feet on the ground, and there was no need for a life preserver, and therefore it wasn't usur. Right? It was a bathtub. It was a kli. It was not similar to the isur about swimming in a river or a lake. So the Gemara says, lo kasha. There's no problem. Ha de lesle gidude. Ha de isle gidude. Right. The question. Right. The case is, meaning when the brisa says you're not allowed to swim in a pool. And the gzera that you're not allowed to swim in a lake slash a pool, that's when lesle gidude. Gidude is a lip. If the pool has a lip, so then it is considered a kli, and it's not similar to a lake or a river. If there's some sort of lip around the tub, right, a pool that has a lip is much closer to a bathtub, and you don't, obviously it's not, the stomach's not deep enough, you don't need a life preserver in there, but if it doesn't have a lip, so then it's much more similar to a lake or a river, and then it would be awesome. Okay, so again, it could have been possible that if he was floating in a or swimming in a tub that had a rim, so maybe he could have lifted his feet off, and it might have been mutter. Otherwise, obviously, we've talked about it, we're asered all type of swimming on Shabbos or Yom Tov. All right, but then I can borrow some pizza, and we'll get there with the shem. Am Rabbi Zera, Ana Chazisi l'Rabbi Avo. Another story that Rabbi Zera saw Rabbi Avo. Ana Chazisi l'Rabbi Avo, she'niach yadav k'neged panav shalmata. I saw that Rabbi Avo, when he went into to a river, to a place to wash himself, so he put his hand over panav shalmata, his lower face, which is a euphemism, is a way of saying in nice terms, his private area. Right? He covered up his private area with his hand. Vloyadana in inaga ilonaga. And I don't know if he touched his private area or not. Somar says, Pshita de lonaga, obviously he didn't touch. Tanya, as Rabbi Eliezer says, Kol oches ba'amo mashtin, if someone holds his private area and urinates, kilu mevi mabul ba'olam, it's as if he's bringing a mabul, because he may come to arouse himself, Rashi says. He may come to do carry, to be motzi zera levatala. And as Rashi says, that was one of the sins, one of the chaits of the Dor HaMabul. They would motzi shikha zela levatala, and obviously we know what happened to that. So Abai, so how in the world could he think, wonder, did he touch himself or not? He obviously did not touch himself. So Abai yasua kivo leshes. No, so he made it. It's like an army. What in the world is that? So you can see it's a very random reference, but the logic is the same as over here. It's not like we learned in Mishnah. Boleshes shenichnas al-ir. If an army comes into a city and it takes over, you know, Jewish houses, b'shas shalom, if it's peacetime, so chavios psuchos asuros, stumos mutaros. We know, obviously, that the goyim that use wine, that touch wine, is the wine is also because of yain nesach. They may come to use it as nesach, as libations for their avodah zarah. So any open barrels of wine are usher, but if meaning after they leave, yeah, after they leave, and you go back into your wine cellar and you find some open barrels of wine, so they are usher to use because of wine yain nesach. But if they're stumos, but if they're sealed, so then it's mutter because obviously they didn't touch it. Bishas melchama, but if it's wartime, then elu ve'elu mutaros. Then both types of wine, whether the barrel is open or not, they're both mutar, because mistava, the army didn't have time to go down into your wine cellar and start pouring out, you know, libations to their god. Lefisha ain't panai lenasech, because they don't have time to do any sort of nisicha, any sort of avodah zarah. Alma, apparently, what do you see? Kaven dibiase. If when they're scared, when they're nervous, when they're afraid, lo menasche, they don't do any nisur chayayin, they don't do any libations. So Hanami, so too over here. Kevin debais, if someone is afraid and nervous, lo asi lehurure, he's not going to come to do improper thoughts. So too, the question was that maybe Rabbi Avo did touch himself because he was afraid for whatever reason, and therefore he wouldn't come to have improper thoughts. Gemara says, hacha mai bi tusa, what kind of it's going to take a bath. What is he scared of? So Gemara simply says, "Biatusa de Nahara." Right, he was going into a river and he was afraid of drowning in the river. I guess there was, I don't know, fast currents or whatever. So the question that was how he could have had a havamina that maybe he touched himself because of his stomach, he wasn't going to come to improper thoughts. Gemara says, "Aini, is it really true that Rabbi Avo covered himself when he went to take a bath?" Anybody who covers his lower face, i.e. anybody who covers his private area, it's as if he's kofer in his bris, as if he's embarrassed of his bris. We know the minig is, however uncomfortable perhaps it is to people with Western sensibilities, the minig is not to walk around in a mikvah covered. The minig is to be proud of the bris that we have, the Baruch Hashem, the mitzvah that we're zocher to fulfill. So the din is that you should not cover yourself. So my answer is lokasha. So no problem. Ha kinachis. When you're not going to cover yourself, that's when you go down to the river. Ha kisolik. But when do you cover yourself? That's when you come up. So, and the corresponding inyan would be that when you go down to the mikvah, you shouldn't cover yourself. When you come up, so then perhaps it is appropriate to cover oneself. Just Rashi explains, kinachis, when you go down, lanahar panav klapei anahar. Because when you're going away, right, again, when you're going into the river, so you're facing the river, v'inkam yishum tznius osir lechososo. Right, there's no inyan of tznius, because presumably your back is to everybody else. Kisalik, but when you're coming up, panav klapei ha'am, right, and you're facing it, presumably you're walking towards the people who are gathered around the river to wash themselves, then mutar yishum tznius, it's mutar to cover yourself. Mishum tznius, and kihad Rava shache. And when Rava, in fact, when Rava, when he would bend over, shache means to bend over, when walking to and from the river, right, to be tzanua, Rabbi Zera zakit, but Rabbi Zera would stand straight. He would stand straight up. He was not embarrassed of his bris. Rabbanan de Ravashi, and Rabbanan de Ravashi did this exact halacha which we just pointed out before. Ki kot nachti zakfi, when they went down to the river, they would stand straight up. But ki kasalki, when they would come back, would come out of the river, then shachi, they would bend over a little bit to because it would be a little bit more tsanua. Okay. Rabbi Zera hava kamishtamit mid Rabbi Yehuda deboy lemisek ara di Yisrael. Rabbi Zera, his Rabbi was Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Zera wanted to make aliyah. They wanted to make Aliyah, but he would hide a little bit from Rabbi Yehuda because he knew that his Rabbi did not approve. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Kol Ola Mibavel Eretz Yisrael over Baase. If you leave Bavel for Eretz Yisrael, you violate an Ase. Shnemar Bavela Yuru V'Shama Yehiu." The pasuk says in Yirmiyahu that you're going to be exiled to Bavel and you have to stay there, And the way Rav Yehuda understood that pasuk is that basically that you have to stay in Golus until there is a Mashiach, until, you know, until you're redeemed. Beferish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeems you with Nevi'im and then Mashiach and Eliyahu and Navi, etc. Rav Zera didn't understand the pasuk like that. He held that it was right. So if you look at Rashi, Bavela Yovo, Rav Zera Amar Lecha Hari Krav Klisharis. That pasuk is not talking about going back to Eretz Yisrael. That's just talking about the Klisharis, the Kalim in the Beis Hamikdash. And just to say that the Kalim were going to end up in Bavel for a long time, and sure enough, right, we know that the Purim story, Achashverosh used those Kalim at the beginning of the Suda, Mi Kalim Shonim, that's what Achashverosh used, that's what caused, alright, but enough about Purim, Purim is already behind us. So, right, so Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Yehuda had a machlokes, right, to this day, there are some, certain large even populations of Jews who hold that that's true, that there's no inyan to go to Eretz Yisrael until the B'ez Gol Tzedek, because that's what the pasuk is referring to. It's not a radical, necessarily, shita. It's found here in the Gemara, and there are some Jews who hold like that. So that was Rabbi Yehuda's shita, but Rabbi Zera wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he was avoiding him. So Amar, but Rabbi Zera said to himself, Ezel v'eshma minei milsa, I'll go hear some words of Torah from him, v'esei v'isuk, and then I'll go there to Yisrael. Ozel Ashkechei Dekai Beibanei. He went and he found him in a bathhouse. V'ka'amar Leil Shamei, and he was saying to his servant, Haviu li neser, haviu li masrek. Bring me some soap, bring me a comb. Pisku pumaychu v'apiku havla. Open your mouth, so you'll get some sort of the heat. So some sort of the heat will leave. V'ishtu mimaya debeibani, and drink some of the water here in the bathhouse. Very strange, but we'll see in a second. It's based on Raisa. Amar Rabbi Zera said, "Ilamali bossi ella lishma davrzedai." If I would have only come to hear this, it would have been enough, because I learned a ton of things from that. So the Gemara says, "What did he learn?" Bishlama, have you an esar v'yom masri kamash malan? I get what he's trying to teach me when he says, "Bring a soap, bring a comb." Dvarim shalchol muter l'omran b'lashon kodesh, because you're allowed to say secular words in lashon kodesh, in Hebrew, in a bathhouse. The pitchu b'maizu b'afiku hevla nami kedesh muoth. I understand what when he said, open your mouth and let some of the heat come out of you, nami kedesh muoth, because that's like Shmuel said, amar Shmuel hevla mapik hevla. Heat will make heat come out. Meaning, if you inhale some of the steam in the bathhouse, so some of the heat of your body will sweat. And they felt that was healthy. Ella, ishtu maya debeibane, but drink the water of the bathhouse? Right, that's kind of weird. Because they also thought that was weird. Maya malayusa, what does that do? How does that help you? So the answer is, detanya, like we learned in Abraisa. Acha v'lo shasa, if a person eats and doesn't drink, achiloso da. It's as if he's kind of his eating is blood. He's bloody. It's as if you're gonna, kind of kill yourself a shtickle. Without chilas chol me'ayin, because you're gonna end up with a stomach ailment. Acha below halach arba amos. If you eat but you don't walk dalad amos, so achilas or markevis. The food kind of sits inside of you. It becomes rotten. Well, you need a little bit of exercise. Without chilas re'achra, that ends up giving you kind of bad breath. Nitzrach l'nekava v'achal, someone needed to go to the bathroom, but ate first without going to the bathroom. Domen l'tanor shesiku al gabe efra. It's as if you heated an oven with its ash, meaning you didn't put any new fuel into the oven. V'zeh t'chiles re'av zuhama. This will end up making you sweat and have body odor. Rachat b'chamen v'lo shasa mehem. If a person, and this is exactly the point that we needed, if you bathe in hot water and you don't drink a little bit of that water, it's as if you heat the oven from the outside, but not on the inside. All right, obviously the oven will not get terribly hot if your heat source is not inside the oven. So they felt that was not meaning that they felt that washing yourself in hot water did not help unless you drank a little bit of it. Rachat b'chamin v'lashtadit b'tzomin. If you cut and wash yourself in hot water and you don't kind of take a quick shower in cold. It's as if you stuck iron in heat, in fire, but didn't put it in the cold water, we're going to see it on a base, that, you know, the process of making metal, right, you heat it up very hot, and then you stick it in cold water, the cold water serves to strengthen it, to make it, you know, to kind of band it together, and solidify it. So that if you put it, if you bathe in hot water and you didn't wash off afterwards in cold, right, that emulates the iron making process, and Chazal felt that that was not helpful. Rachatz v'lo sach, if you washed yourself but you did not anoint yourself in oil, doma l'mayim l'gabichavis, it's as if you're pouring water on top of a barrel, right, instead of into a barrel, right, it's as if the water just kind of like floats right off you. But anyway, the mice, so the bottom line is, this Brisa quotes that it was important to drink a little bit of the bath water that you bathed in, as weird as that might seem. Okay, new Mishnah. Moliar hagaruf. A moliar is an old, I guess it's a contraption that we obviously don't have anymore. It was, you had a place to put the water. Let's say you had, like, say a pitcher or a thermos type, you know, that would contain water. You would have a plate on the bottom, or let's say that went kind of surrounded it, and on the plate you would put coals, hot coals, and that's how you would heat the water inside of the thermos kind of type of contraption, right? You had a narrow area for some water, or maybe I'm not sure if the narrow area was for the coals or the wide area was for the coals, but anyway, it's basically a coals and thermos type contraption. So muliar hagoruf, if you took the coals away on Shabbos, so shosin heimenu b'Shabbos, you can drink from the water, right, from the container, from the thermos that contains the water on Shabbos. Obviously, because it doesn't get terribly hot. We'll explain. The Gemara is going to ask exactly what's going on. Antichi though, and antichi, we're going to see what there's a machlokas says to what that exactly is. Afal pisha grufa, even though you take the coals away from it, ain shosin yemena, you're not allowed to drink from it on Shabbos. Antichi was a similar device, or I guess utensil that they used to heat up water. But we're going to see exactly what's going on. So says the Gemara, Hechi dami moliar hagaruf. What is going on here? What is a moliar that had its coals swept away? So tana v'lindra b'raisa, mayim shit mi b'fnim. You have water on the inside, u'gicholim mi b'chutz, and you have coals on the outside. Antichi, what's an antichi? So Rabba Amar Bei Kiri, it's a piece of the Kira, meaning it's on the side of the Kira, where it's next to the Kira where you have some hot water attached almost on the side of the walls of the Kira, and then it's heated up that way. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Bei Dudi, it's a double bottom on a pot, meaning you would have a pot with coals and water, meaning in two different compartments, and in both of those cases, regardless of what an antichi is, it was usher to use that to heat up water, to drink water from, even if you had removed the coals. Tani kavasi derav Nachman, we learned a brisa that kind of corroborates Rav Nachman's shita, which is that it is bei dudi. No, sorry, I skipped a little bit. My bad. Right. Mandamar Beidudi, according to the Mandamar Rabba, who says that it's a... According to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, who says it's a Beidudi, that it's this double-bottomed pot or kettle, Kol Shekein Beikiri. So certainly a Kira is going to be Aser, but Mandamar Beikiri, Aval Beidudi Lo. According to Mandamar, says that it's on the side of a Kira, so that would be Aser, but a Beidudi would be Mutter if you took away the coals. Now, finally, Tani Kavasi Rav Nachman, we learned that according to Rav Nachman, Antichi, Af Pisha Grufa, Ptuma, Ain Chosen, Amen, and Mepnei, Shinachushta, Nechamamasa. This is how we prove which one it is. The Brisa says that an Antichi, even if it was Garfun Katum, you're not allowed to drink from it because the bottom will heat it, right? That implies that it's the bottom, it's the coals, it's the compartment underneath it. So that would corroborate, right? Again, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak saying that it is this double tiered kettle that has these two sections on the bottom, one for coals and one for water. Okay. And the mice, you're not allowed to drink from that on Shabbos. A new Mishnah. Hamechan Shepinuhu. If few amecham is a water pitcher or a kettle, let's say, a kettle is probably a better word, shepinahu, or pinuhu, that you cleared it away, lo yitain letocho tzonim b'shul sheichamu. You can't put in cold water so that it should get hot. Aval nozinu lesocho o letocho kos kedei lafshira. But you can put it into, you can put into it or into a cup in order to make it warmer. Now, that is super vague, and the Gemara asked a question that very often I'm wondering, I'm almost always wondering, my Kamar, what are you talking about? So, Amar Avada Bar Masna, Hachi Kamar, this is what it means. Right, just again, to translate the literal words, back in the Mishnah, Hamecham Shepino, if you clear away a kettle, Lo Yitin Otoko Tzonein, Bishvil Sheyechamu, you can't put in cold water so that it'll get hot. But you can put into it or into a cup so that it will warm up a little bit and get to room temperature. So the Gemara says, my kamar, what are you talking about? A kettle that you cleared out the water from it. You cleared out all the hot water. The kettle is now empty. You used it to heat up hot water and now the kettle is empty. It's still hot. Lo yitein letocha mayim meutim. You can't, don't put in just a tiny little bit of water. Kedei sheyichamu, so that they will get warmer. Aval nozin letocha mayim merubim, but you can put in a lot of hot water. Kedei lafshira, in order that you will make the hot water, make the water that you put in posher, a little bit warm, room temperature. Again, because a little bit of water will become very, very hot, and a lot of bit of water will become kind of just room temperature. Gemara says, but aren't you hardening the kettle when you put in the cold water? Wait, one second. You can put in, great that you put in a lot of cold water to make sure that the water doesn't get heated, but if you have a very hot, burning hot kettle that's iron, presumably, when you pour in a ton of cold water, that's going to do the exact same thing that a blacksmith does when he heats up iron and then he puts it directly in cold water to harden it, and that's what we said before. That's a malacha. And that's awesome. Right? So Rashi says, if you look over to the side, chli matakos cham, venosu matoko tzonin, makzikim es hakli. You're makzik the kli, and here's the important part, vazui gmar malachton. And that is the finishing touches on a metal kli, is to harden the iron, and that's makav batish. That would be an iser on Shabbos. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Shimon, hi damar, davar sheinu miskaven, Motor. So Rabbi Shimon said, the Gemara says, no, this is the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, because Davar Sheinu Miskaven, you're not intending, what are you, putting cold water to make it lukewarm temperature? You're intending to harden the kettle? To harden the kettle. No, you have no intention of that whatsoever. So Rabbi Shimon, as we had the Machlokas before, and we're going to have it again tonight on the Salmud, it's Davar Sheinu Miskaven, you have no intention to do that whatsoever. It's just like dragging a bench over the yard in the back. You're making a ditch, right? You're not intending to do choresh. So sometimes here, you're not intending to do makav patish. You're not intending to harden this metal, and it is mutter. And obviously, it's not a scenario where it's going to be a psik ratio, where it would be definitely, where it definitely, definitely would occur, right? Because we learned, we pointed out that Rabbi Shimon agrees that it's usur if it's definitely going to occur. So then you can't call that a davar sheinu miskaven, something that you didn't intend to do, if it's 100% going to happen. So it must be a scenario where it may harden the metal and it may not. All right, maskif la avaye. Abai said, one second, hold on. That's how you understood our Mishnah? Midi mecham shepina mimenu mayim katani? Did it say that the kettle, that you emptied it of water in the Mishnah? No, it says mecham shepina katani. It says you cleared away, or you emptied, empty is a bad word, but it means you cleared away, pinoho means you cleared away, mecham, you emptied, you cleared away the kettle. Doesn't say anything about the water that was inside of it. Ella Amar Abai, so Abai says, no, Hakikamar. Hamecham Shepinoho. You cleared away a mecham, a kettle, meaning it's cleared from the fire. V'yeshbo mayim chamim, and you have hot water inside of it. Lo yitein letocho mayim mu'utim. You shouldn't put a little bit of cold water inside of it. Bishvil sheyichumu, because what's going to happen? Right, you want to heat up this cold water. Right, and that's gonna cook the cold water in the kettle. Aval nosin letocho mayim merubim, but you can put a lot of cold water in kedei lafshiran to make sure that bring it to room temperature to make it warm. Right, and the maisa, that's fine, because that, or again, a lot of cold water is gonna interact with the hot water, and it's going to bring it end up being room temperature, and that's not cooking the cold water at all. Umecha, meaning it is cooking the cold water, but it's not bringing it to Yad Sala Dispo, right? We said before that to cook, quote-unquote, water, you have to bring it to Yad Sala Dispo. So a large amount of cold water is not going to reach Yad Sala Dispo, even if you pour it into a kettle that's boiling hot. Umecha mshapina mimenu mayim, and the kettle that you cleared out all the water from it, lo yitin l'tocho mayim kol ikr. You can't put any water inside of it, mipneishim itzarif, because that will harden it. For Rabbi Yehuda, and really this Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda's shita, the Amar Davrishen Miskavein, aser. The whole Davrishen Miskavein is aser. So even if that is nothing to do with what you're trying to do, right, and according to Abaye, if you clear the kettle of all the water, you pour in a little cold water, or even a lot of cold water, that's aser, even though you have no intention to harden the metal. That is going to be Davar Shein Miskavein, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is aser. Amar Rav. Rav says, Lamin Shin Lo Shanu, we only taught this halacha, meaning that you're allowed to add a lot of cold water, lahafshir, to bring it to room temperature, to warm it up a little bit. Aval etzareif, but you have intention to harden the metal in the kettle, that is going to be aser. So it must be that we're talking about a scenario where the metal will not get hardened. Shmuel says, I feel the tzarif nami mutter, but even to harden the kettle would be mutter. I.e., that seems to be machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rav is holding like Abaye, and Shmuel is holding like Ravada Ramasna. Right, again, Rabbi had said that we're dealing with an empty kettle. No, a full kettle, sorry. Keep on getting my numbers backwards. Abaye said that we're dealing with a kettle that is full. And the question is, in terms of how you're putting up the water, whether you're cooking the water, how much water you're putting in, fine. That was Abaye had said. And Rav said exactly this. The tzarif aser, to put any cold water in that will harden the metal, that's going to be aser. Shmuel says, "Afilu l'tzarif nami mutter." Even to harden the kettle is mutter. So Shmuel is holding like the first way we understood the Mishnah, like the Ravada Bar Ava, that says that we're talking about an empty kettle where you cleared away the water. Shmuel says, "Wait a second. L'tzarif l'chachila mishari? Is it mutter to actually go ahead and harden the metal inside the kettle? What are you talking about?" That seems to imply, right? What did Shmuel say? It's afilu l'tzarif nami mutter. It's mutter even if you're going to harden the metal. That seems to imply that you're allowed to do it l'chachilo. That can't be true. Ela'iya mar hachi amar. Rather, no. This is how they said. Amar Rav. Rav said, lo shanu ela shiur l'hafshir. The amount of water you're allowed to pour into a hot kettle is the amount of water that will get warmed. Aval shiur l'tzarif, but the amount of water that will harden the metal, i.e., all the way, if Rashi says, if you fill it all the way up, so that's got to be aser. Shmuel Amar, a few of the shear that's out. If Shmuel says, no, you can even add the entire, you can even fill the entire kettle with cold water, and that's going to be mutter. We'll go a little bit on to Mebez Med Aleph. The Mamre, that implies to say the Shmuel Rabbi Shimon's really. Right? Shmuel apparently holds like Rabbi Shimon, right? Because if you tell me that you can fill the kettle all the way up to the brim, that's going to harden the metal, but apparently that's mutter according to Shmuel. And apparently he holds like Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Davar Shein Miskavein is mutter. But that seems to be strange, because Amar Shmuel, what Shmuel said, Mechavin gechelas shamateches b'rishus harabim b'shvil shelo yazuku barabim, that you're allowed to put out a coal of metal, right, a burning hot piece of metal. Literally means a coal, but obviously coals are made of charcoal and not metal. But let's say a metal is burning hot, and it's in Rishus HaRabim. So you're allowed to put that out on Shabbos, even though it's Usr. It's Usr Midrabanan, right? Rashi just points out over here, right? Gachelas Shomateches, Shemashlichem Lachutz, Psolas Sharbarzel, right? Shemlo Shayach Kiboy, Vahaki Midaraisa. Midaraisa, Kiboy, the Melecha of Kiboy, of putting something out, is not Midaraisa. Midrabanan Asura. It's only aser midirabana. I think because midiraisa, it's only things that actually burn. It's not something that turns red hot. Right, a piece of metal gets red hot, but put a kibui is only aser if it's something that's on fire, mamish. So Shmuel said it's mutter to put out this gacheles of mateches, this burning hot metal in her shisarabim, so that people don't get damaged. But not a burning piece of charcoal of wood, which is mamash on fire, which would be a malacha d'oraisa. V'isal g'daitach sar like Rabbi Shimon, but if you're telling me, hold like Rabbi Shimon, I feel the shal eitz nami. Even putting out a piece of wood should also be mutter. Now, why would he hold right there? Certainly you're not intending to put out, well, see, that's exactly the point. I got myself in trouble. Basically, this price over here is not talking about Davar Shein Miskaven, it's talking about Malacha Shein Tzivin L'Gufo. We said there are two parallel machloksim, and this is exactly what the Gemara is going to answer. We said there are two parallel machloksim between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Davar Shein Miskaven is where you do a malacha, and you do something, and you don't intend to do the malacha. Right? You drag the bench over the dirt, you don't intend to make a ditch. Yeah, so davar shein miskaven. You're not intending to make to violate, you know, choresh. You're not intending to plow. So Rabbi Shimon says his mother. Rabbi Yehuda says his aser. Malacha shein tzuch legufa is different. We had that before. That's you're doing the malacha that you intend to do that malacha. You're intending to do malacha. The classic case there is you're taking the mace out of the bais, out of the house, and you're doing hotzah, but not because it's eno tzrich legufa. You don't need that malacha. You just want the house to be empty. You don't need the mace to be outside. So that's a malacha shem tzrich legufa. There, Rabbi Shimon says it's pater of a loser, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's chayiv. Now here, the case over here about putting out the burning fire so that people don't get burned, yeah, you're not interested in putting out the fire. You're just interested in the result of people not getting damaged by the burning charcoal. So if you tell me, Gemara says, if you're going to tell me that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon, so even putting out the fire in Rosh Hashanah should be mutter. Because, well, not mutter, but perhaps if you hold that Malacha Shem Tzuch Legufa is potter, perhaps in a place where there would be damages, lo gozer be rabbanah. So the Gemara answers, right, that's what Rashi says. Hilka, and Rashi did Maskel Hilkach, maybe there's no Xera in a place where people will get damaged. So the Gemara simply answers that exact difference, that Malacha Shein Tzuch Legufa is not Davar Shein Miskaven. That yes, there are two corresponding machlokes in between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, but they don't necessarily line up. And the Gemara answers, but Davar Shein Miskaven, Sarva Laka Rabbi Shimon. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon, but Davar Shein Miskaven, and that's why he holds in our case that you can fill the kettle all the way up to the brim. Ah, you're going to harden the metal. Well, yeah, that's Davar Shein Miskaven, and that's mutter. Ah, but Malacha Shein Tzuch Legufa, but by the other machlokas, then Sarva Laka Rabbi Yehuda, there he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore you cannot extinguish, the burning wood, even if it's in the public in Rosh Hashanah, and the public is going to get damaged by it, but Lamaisa, that is the Malacha Shein Tzuch Legufa, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore it is us. Okay. Fine, we'll stop here, even though there's a little bit to go to the two dots. Alright, well, I guess we can go by turning to the end. Amar Avina, Ravina says, Hilkach kotz b'rishus harabim. Again, once you see that Shmuel will allow the dindur rabbanan, right, of not extinguishing a hot piece of metal in rishus harabim, so we see that, I mean, again, whether the rishus harabim people are going to get damaged by this burning metal, so we see that even though it's also dindur rabbanan, that the chazal were lo gazru bay. So Amar Avina, Hilkach, therefore, kotz b'rishus harabim, if there is a thorn in rishus harabim, malicho pachos me'arba amos, you can move it less than Dalet Amos at a time, even though obviously Mavir Dalet Amos b'shus harabim, you're not allowed to move something Dalet Amos b'shus harabim, that's a malacha d'oraisa. To move something less than Dalet Amos at a time, so that would be also midrabbanan. But if you have a kotz, this thorn bush or whatever is going to damage people in rishus harabim, so you're allowed to move it away pachos me'avir amos, less than dalet amos at a time. Uvakarmelis afilutuva, and if it's in a karmelis, which we said is a rishus d'rabbanan, right? With all these rishus, it's not a rishus d'oraisa. Karmelis is a rishus d'rabbanan. Then you can move it even many amos at a time, even many places at a time. Many distances at a time. You don't need to do Dalet Amos. Because of that already is a Dindur Rabbanan to carry within a Karmelis, and it does not apply where people are going to get injured or damaged or whatever from this item. We'll go invite there in the Shas tomorrow.